Hi, I'm Leve. If you didn't know, I was not expecting this amount of people. This is so cool. I love you all so much. So, if you guys didn't know, I'm assuming you do, but I had an album. I have an album out now called Bewitched. Oh, there you are. There it is. He's holding it. Yeah, it came out on Friday, and it's just been so incredible seeing your guys' response and just such an amazing thing. I'm truly at a loss for words. So I thought I'd just, you know, sing a couple of those songs for you. I didn't think this through too far, so, and a lot of these songs I've never performed live before, so this is a pretty fun debut. So if I forget lyrics, I'm so sorry. But yeah, thank you for joining along a very Leve day. It's been so fun. I snooped past the coffee shop and was staring at some of you unbeknownst to you. And then I went to the Melrose Fleet trading post as well and got to meet a couple of you there. And it was just so special. But anyways, without further ado, this is going to start with Bewitched.
Wrapped me in your arms, leaned in and whispered, keep me in your heart, I'm so bewildered. What's this new desire called? I didn't know much at all about love before, but now I think I'm learning. You bewitched me from the first time that you kissed me. Waited all night, then we ran down the street in the late London light. The world froze around us, you kissed me goodnight, you bewitch me. Every damn second you're with me, I try to think straight, but I'm falling so badly, I'm coming apart. You wrote me a note, cast a spell on my heart, and bewitched me. Coming apart, you wrote me a note, cast a spell on my heart and bewitched me.
Here come the songs I've never really performed live before, so I pray I remember the lyrics. But this next song is the second song on the album, and because I'm a simple person, because it's the second song, it's second best. But yeah, it's this song that was actually born out of a TikTok. I don't know if you guys know that. But somebody made this TikTok last summer that was like, if Leve writes a song about being someone's second choice, like, I'll die, or something like that. Which I hope they didn't, because I did write the song. But I was like, oh, challenge accepted. And you know, since I've definitely felt this way before, it was a pretty easy write. But yeah, this is probably the first song that I wrote for the album. I just didn't know that it would be for this album, but... It's called Second Best, and it's about being someone's second choice. And you know, even, you know, that feeling when you're, like, holding someone and you're close to them and you still feel like, you know, even though you're physically there, their brain is thinking about someone else. So.
Never forget how stupid in love I felt. I'll always regret that I couldn't ever tell that you walked a little faster, left me behind, kissed me with somebody else in my. So much that I settled for less. Oh, you were my everything, I was your second best. Lying awake, I'd watch as you dreamed at night. Nightingale singing half-hearted lullabies. With you swung me around in that midsummer dance. Held me in close as you thought of your past. I love way too much. Oh, this hurts to confess, but you were my everything. I was your second best. You've given me nothing to miss, and honestly, life has been much better since I spoke to you last. Why am I still wondering if I stand a chance? Oh, if you'd have me. Everyone warned me you were a bad idea. I never listen, maybe I will next year. When I walked a little further into my life, falling in love and left you behind. Oh, you were my everything. I'm just your second. can bless.
I'm like sweating so much right now. I like feel beads of sweat leaking down my legs. Very graceful. Anyways. I didn't really plan out what I was gonna sing, so I wrote it down on a little notebook. On the same note as one of the parts of the day was you could go and apparently there's a billboard of me on Beverly, which is insane. But I saw it for the first time today and I was like, ooh, jump scare. Because there I was just looming over West Hollywood. But there was like a thing where you could write little letters to your 13-year-old self. And it was so cute. And I read some of them and it made me so, so, so emotional. So I guess I'll sing a letter to my 13-year-old self. If I can remember it. I'll try my very best. But this was such a stream of consciousness right for me. I like barely remember how the lyrics were set up. So if I mess it all up or make something up, I'm sorry. But yeah, this was, you know, a song that I wrote in January. I was just thinking about the really cool things that I've gotten to do in the past few months and how a younger version of myself, a 13-year-old version of myself, would have been so excited that I get to do these things. And you know, I was such a awkward, sheltered kid. I was like, I felt really foreign and loud and weird. And growing up in Iceland was just, you know, it was fun, but I was like, you know, I had grown up partially in America and I was half Chinese, so I looked different, I felt different. And I was like an orchestra nerd, I was like a cello player, so it was really, I felt so different. And I wanted to be a singer, but I didn't really know how I would be able to kind of break out of Iceland. It just seemed really unrealistic. And the fact that I get to do cool stuff like this now is just really amazing. And I know I have, I'm sure a lot of you look at me and think like, oh, like I get to travel the world now and wear pretty dresses and write about love songs. And I guess this song is also, you know, serves as also a reminder that, you know, no matter how old you are and like there's no such thing as limitations. You know, your limitations will actually be strengths. The things that I was most worried about when I was 13 are actually the things that I kind of attest my success to. So, without further ado, this is Letter to My 13-Year-Old Self. I'm so sorry that they pick you last. Try to say your voices echo in the gym. Another girl's had her first kiss. Please don't think too much of it, darling. Please don't worry about your curly hair. Clothes that don't quite fit you anywhere. I know that you feel loud, so different from the crowd of big blue eyes and long blonde hair and
always that stare, but baby, know that you'll grow up and grow so confident and write your story, fall in love a little too. The things you thought you'd never do, I wish I could go back and give her a squeeze, myself at 13, and just let her know that she's myself at 13 and just let her know that she's beautiful. Okay,
just a little lyric flop. That's okay. So this next song is called Lovesick. And it's a song I wrote in this moment where I was sitting in the car with someone and everything was going so right, but I couldn't help but feeling like there was something ominous coming around the corner. Like some sort of knot in my stomach. And I, you know, we were driving down at a legal speed, but like fast. And there was wind blowing in my hair and there was like a gold, it was like sunset. There was like a golden sheen set over us. And I remember thinking like, I kind of want to jar up this feeling. And we were listening to choir music. So the recording has like a ton of choirs, but yeah, Lovesick.
Floorboards creaking in my home, deathly silence when alone. Oh, I wish that you were here right now. Someone like me, somehow I fell in love in just 3 nights. Those November days still haunting me. When the gold rays fell on your skin and my hair got caught in the sang a melancholic hymn. In the morning, you will be gone, I'd be mourning, trying to hold on to the memory of your lips. God, I'm so lovesick. Let me in your atmosphere, inching closer, but I fear that all of so much you'll slip away. Getting twisted in my head, dreams are nightmares in my bed. Since the last night that I spent with you, when the gold rays fell on your skin and my hair got caught in the wind, the choir sang a melancholic hymn. In the morning, you're not till I fall dead to the memory of your lips. God, I'm so lovesick. What have you done to me? Oh, deathly silence when alone. Oh, I'm so lovesick when you are gone.
It's so crazy that these songs are out in the world. I feel like I held on to them for so many months and now they're just here. It's not my little secret anymore. Although I kept on leaking my songs. It became kind of like a joke. Because I'd be like, I'm going to play you a teaser, and then I'd play the whole song. But now they're no longer teasers. They're just the actual thing. All right. What shall we do now? Haunted? Ooh. Oh my goodness. Should I try Dreamer for the first time ever? I'm gonna forget the lyrics of this. I need to stop saying that. Okay, if I forget lyrics, just sing with me, okay?
Let me be a dreamer, let me float. I can see the whole world from my own little cloud up by the Milky Way. I'll stay there forever and a day. Oh, you can't pin me down. I fear all solid ground. I'd rather be alone at tea. Love when nobody's making me. Oh, boys just make me cry. Believe me, I have tried. I made my rounds, kiss some mouths. Trust me, I don't want a single soul around. Oh, I'm giving up, I'm throwing in my hat. I can't take another lifeless little chat. I'm moving up into a cloud, into my fantasy. Yeah, no boy's gonna be so smart as to try and pierce my porcelain heart. No boy's gonna kill the dreamer in me.
What's this part again? Anybody got it?
Some might call me mad, the worst this town has had. I fell right down the rabbit hole. Legends say I fell so fast I lost my soul. My melancholic days are few and far away. I've had enough, called it off. As far as I'm concerned, this witch is numb to love. Oh, I'm giving up, I'm throwing in my hat. I can't take another lifeless little chat. I'm moving up into a cloud, into my fantasy. No boy's gonna be so smart as to try and pierce my porcelain heart. No boy's gonna kill the dreamer in me. Yeah. No boy's gonna be so smart as to try and pierce my porcelain heart. No boy's gonna kill the dreamer in me.
Thank you for the help there. I knew you guys had my back. All right. So, I'm going to do one last song for you guys. Thank you so much for coming and waiting and for listening to Bewitched and supporting. This is like, I hope you know. Oh, thank you. I really, and I know I've said this before, but every single one of you here has made such a huge difference to me. And like, I wish I could give you individual hugs, and I'm sure I'll get to you all at some point. But you really, like, the reason I get to do any of this is because of you. And I really do not take it for granted. So thank you so much for coming here and being with me and listening and braving the heat. You know, I grew up in Iceland, so this is quite something. But it's okay, I'm an LA girl now. I live here. This is home. I literally used to live a couple minutes away from here. It's like crazy. I think we have some, I signed some vinyl, and I think we're selling it somewhere here. Where is it? Where are we signing vinyl? Does anyone know? Anyone from my label here? On stage. Ooh, okay. We're going to set up a situation here so you can buy it. It would be really, really special if you want to. It would help a lot with like chart positioning and stuff like that. So if you want to help me break some records, let's go. I mean, it already has. Yesterday I got the news that Bewitched was the biggest jazz album debut in Spotify history. And I love Lady Gaga, but you guys, I think it was 5 times the amount that she held the last record. So thank you so, so, so much. On that note,
Don't you notice how I get quiet when there's no one else around? Me and you and awkward silence. Don't you dare look at me that way. I don't need reminders of how you don't feel the same. Oh, the burning pain listening to you harp on about some new soulmate. She's so perfect. How I wish you'll wake up one day. Run to me, confess your love, at least just let me say that when I talk to you, oh Cupid walks right through and shoots an arrow through my heart. And I sound like a loon, but don't you feel it to confess I've loved you from the start. What's a girl to do, lying on my bed staring into the blue? Unrequited, terrifying, love is driving me a bit insane. Have to get this off my chest, I'm telling you today, that when I talk to you, oh Cupid walks right through and shoots an arrow through my heart. And I sound like a loon, but don't you feel it to confess I've loved you from the start. Confess I loved you. Just thinking of you, I've loved you from.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The star.
Thank you all so, so, so much. Stay safe, stay hydrated. I know it's a very hot day, so thank you so, so, so much. I love you all. And don't forget to get your vinyl here. Happy Bewitched Week!